So what was that?
I have absolutely no idea myself. I don't know. I was just.
I think there's some sheep and animals lingering around somewhere.
You don't say, silly. No, I was just really bored one day and I thought I'd remix your tune.
Nice.
Anyway, introduce your own show.
I don't know what it's called. Well, I don't feel very proud saying it. You know. You say the second one. It's Sudeep's. Come on.
What? It's your show. Introduce your own show. Craig introduces his own show.
Sudeep's show then.
Sudeep's what?
Bollocks show then.
He said it, people. He said it. What are you doing, Craig?
Mikado.
You said you're Mikado.
The ends of the Mikado.
Anyway,
yeah. Yeah, so snapped in my bag.
Yes.
Anyway, so what's on the agenda today?
This is... Okay, no one say anything. This is beyond what is, you know...
physically possible.
Yes. A warp engine, I might... may say.
And I might say, what the fuck is a warp engine?
Warp engine does say otherwise and it does what it says on the tin.
Yes, but what is warp?
Warp. You know, warp. Gravity warp, you know? Where gravity warps.
Pulling what?
Well, let me get down to 101, or just number one fact.
Is this one of those shows where you don't even know yourself?
Probably.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it's Sudeep's crappy
bollocks show. You admitted it, Craig. What? You admitted it.
Maybe, but, you know, I'm not the best at it. Whatever. What?
What?
Warp engine. Warps. Space, I suppose. Yeah, that. Space.
Basically, just watch Star Trek.
This is what Star Trek does, in other words.
Star Trek doesn't explain it in full detail. Whereas Sudeep does.
No, but it shows it.
Spray some deodorant so it smells a bit, innit?
Well, yeah. It does that. For it to go... Well, warp engine also makes things go faster than the speed of light, which...
Why would you want to go faster than the speed of light?
To get places quicker, I suppose.
Yeah, but when you go at the speed of light, then you don't notice the time that you've missed, though, do you?
Yeah, but you want to get there quicker relative to everything else.
Yes, but listen, though. When the spacemen, when they go up to the moon...
Yes.
They go up at, like, I don't know...
Very fast.
Yeah, 20 light years an hour, something like that.
Yeah.
Then, you know, when they come back down, it's about 5 years later, isn't it?
What?
When they go up to, like, the moon... And they come back down, and they come back down days later, but they don't notice it. To them, it's just like a week or something.
Okay. First of all, the thing is, the warp engine, first of all, you don't go fast. The space is actually moving. You don't move at all. It's the space that's moving. Mainly because the thing...
The warp engine makes space move.
First, no.
Damn, that's
what you're saying.
It is.
Yeah.
First of all, what it does is... you know, destroys or whatever you want to...
Destroys what?
Or makes it, you know...
Warp?
Yes. I think we're like riding a wave, but...
Surf wave.
Actually, yeah, surf wave. Energy...
That's what we do in our social lives. We go around surfing.
Because
we live in the middle of England and go around surfing to the seaside.
Yes. Well, imagine like gravity, but
actually,
opposite.
Can I just say, we have the most polluted beaches in the world.
We have, actually.
Our beaches have the most background radiation anywhere else.
You're like, this is not safe.
So that's why you always get green kids by Cornwall. Anyway,
the sea farm was nice, though.
I've never been to Cornwall. I want to go to the sea.
You should go there one day.
Yeah, we'll go. We can take a train one day. Can you take a train there?
I guess so. You have to stop a few things.
Yeah. That's what
I see.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, what are you saying?
First of all, yeah.
Yeah, but where are we going to get the boat from, then?
No idea.
To go from Dover and then you go around. Where's Cornwall? Is that the west or the east?
It's down that way.
Anyway.
Right. Down south?
Yeah.
Yes, it's down west.
Yeah, southwest.
But you do say...
Southwest.
Alright, okay. We'll sort something out.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are you saying?
Anyway,
it's your
before
show.
You're rudely interrupted. Yeah.
At the front, what you do is squash space
Can
together.
I just say, 5 minutes in, Craig's dead already.
This is what you do. Like a ditch, you put, you know, you squash space up. So, like, or you destroy whatever. You put yourself in the middle with a spaceship or whatever.
Destroy space.
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
And at the back, it expands, or just, it's like a little bulge, a big bulge.
No, it's not. We'll warp towards the sun. Oh wait, the sun's gone.
No.
You said it destroys things.
Space, not stuff in it. You know, you obviously avoid things because they're coming at you very fast, so you avoid it.
Yeah, but your reaction time is going to be bloody good, though.
Yeah, but you know, you need to estimate, you know, using some kind of supercomputer where stuff will be when you get there.
All you need,
you know, you'd be like, is some, you know,
to maneuver around space at high speeds. You need.
I don't think it's wise to.
Millennium Falcon. What?
No, you need. Just like a kid with no life who has played on the PlayStation 3 all his life, just with a PS3 controller.
What's this film from? This is from a film, isn't it?
Yeah, I remember this.
What film was this? This is a film. It wasn't Flight of the Navigator, it was a bit like that, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what I mean.
Yeah.
I think I've no idea what you're on about.
There was a film that had the exact same story. He's a bit. I think it had Jeff Bridges in it, I'm not sure. And he was like, he was in an arcade, and he used to be really, really good at this one game. Then one day the aliens that were in the game
Oh, yeah,
came
I think
down.
It's called The Last Something. The Last...
Supper.
No, The Last Something. It's where this one little plane just goes against everything else. I know
Last
it.
Starfighter?
Yeah, Last Starfighter. Yeah, that's it.
And apparently it was actually... The true story was that he was actually abused by some man, and he uses... the space game or somewhere to escape to with his thoughts.
Let's use one of their kids then. Not an abused kid.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, like, abuse a child in the way to the warp factor or whatever.
Anyway, so what you do? Expand it behind you, squash it in front of you. Easy. You go very fast, very quickly.
How much does this warp engine cost, Deep?
Yeah. If you say like...
Actually,
if you say like £5 like you did on the Space Elevator, I'm going to hit you.
Okay, what you need doesn't exist yet.
Oh, okay.
So a bit like the Space Elevator. Which is also a shit idea. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's awesome. Anyway, what you need is something called negative energy, which I've...
Negative energy?
Yeah, I don't know. I've briefly heard of it. I was like, what's that?
Get Dalai Lama on board. What are you about?
No, negative energy. It's like...
Steer it.
It's like... Opposite of normal energy. Do you know when? It's like
not energy, non energetic. The opposite of energy is nothing, isn't it?
Negative.
Negative energy. How can you have
it's
negative
energy? It's energy.
Energy.
You know,
no, it's not. Yeah, but energy is kinetic, isn't it? It's moving.
Yeah.
The opposite of energy would be dormant.
Actually, no. Think of it this way. Think of gravity as it going downwards, isn't it? You know, bending
it's
down.
Pulling. It's not going down. It's pulling.
Think of it as doing the exact opposites.
It's pushing.
Pushing, yeah. So instead of like a...
It's doing the opposite
curve.
Kinetic... You're saying
it's doing the opposite
energy, but what you're saying now is that it's doing the opposite kinetic energy.
No, just energy in general, you know, like...
Is it still moving?
What?
What are you... What do you mean, what?
Oh, yeah, it's moving.
Is it still moving?
Yeah.
Right, so it's doing the opposite kinetic energy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, it's not doing the opposite of energy, because the opposite of energy would be to be dormant. It should not do anything.
Yeah.
Oops.
Probably fall if
you... Also, you need things to, you know, squash space up and expand, which I don't think...
Such a shit idea.
Is possible, but whatever, it's still there, you know?
Well, you just said it wasn't there.
But it's still there.
How can it be there when it's not there?
Exactly, that's the question. Is it there or not?
Yes, indeed, that is the question. How is it there when it's not?
Well, what is?
If it's not there, then it's not there, is it?
What's this not there, you question?
You just said that the warp engine doesn't exist, then you just said a minute ago that it exists.
It might exist. You missed out the might, I think.
Yes, but does it exist now?
No.
Right. That's it. See you next week, people.
No, it doesn't exist. Anyway. Yeah, if it goes faster than light, things will hit you quite fast, you know.
That's why you need a...
No shit,
you need crazed kid.
Yeah.
Reactions.
I mean, not just big things. I mean, little things.
Crazed kid high caffeine.
Yeah.
No, Craig, not just big things. I mean, little things
like
hydrogen
what?
Stuff. You know, hydrogen molecules. And
hydrogen what?
Molecules, you know, they're in space.
What? There's no atmosphere in space. There's no gas.
There's hydrogen in space.
Space is a vacuum, though, isn't it?
It's not a total vacuum. God.
It's a vacuum, isn't it?
It's not a total vacuum.
Is it a vacuum, yes or no?
There's stuff in it.
Is it a vacuum,
yes
or no?
Yes.
Yes, well, how could it be gas in a vacuum? A vacuum sucks everything out.
Then how come we're not sucked out then? Because otherwise the atmosphere would have been sucked out into space.
No. How do you create an atmosphere?
Gravity, I suppose, whatever.
No, gravity.
Greater forces are at work.
Yeah.
Let's just admit that.
Anyway, yeah, there's hydrogen.
We have proof of God, people!
There is hydrogen in space. You can ask anyone that.
Go on, ask me that.
No.
Craig, is
there other
hydrogen
people
in space?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
You can live in
the vacuum, isn't it?
I think there are some gases, but that's only during like supernovas and when the star dies. What's that? Got a text.
No, I've got unlimited browsing on the internet for a whole day.
Nice. I would use it up quite quickly.
I don't know.
It's just a day's worth of browsing.
Well.
So by this time tomorrow,
you can Google whether there's hydrogen in space.
Well, there's hydrogen. Well, if you go on the speed of light, hydrogen, you know, even if you think about it, if you put your hand out the window of a car, it drags you back. So if you go faster than light, things will hit you very fast.
And
damage stuff.
Do you know what I thought he was going to say then?
But
I thought he was going to say, if you go faster than the speed of light, it drags you forward.
Forward.
So if you're going to hit something, then you're going to hit. If you go very fast, then you're going to hit it very fast.
Yes.
I was driving my car today, and I was about to hit a wall, but the wall moved very slowly.
Anyway, yeah. To fix that problem, I think you need some sort of
crazy kid.
No.
What's NASA doing without you, CDP?
I don't know.
Wasted in this business.
Academics.
Yeah. What else going on?
I could probably
see you as Kanada in Sunshine. Except he dies, he gets sucked into space and he freezes into an ice block.
Nice.
And shatters. Very good film, that. If you want to watch
it. Yeah, I've watched it.
Have you ever seen it? It's very scientifically correct as well.
I know, I've seen it. It came on Channel 5 or something.
Channel 4.
I watched it once. It's where
I've got a DVD, it's very good.
Isn't
it
where they were trying to go to the sun to
reignite the sun,
yeah.
With an atomic bomb.
I don't know how you would do that, but whatever.
You dropped an atomic bomb on it, didn't you?
I suppose so. Yeah. Not for anything, any problem is fixed. Just
any problem?
Most problems.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much every government solution to a problem.
Yeah.
Drop a bomb on it, you know.
It'll fix itself with Mexico.
Mr. Cameron, there's a problem with the hospitals. They're so dirty.
Drop a bomb on it, it'll fix itself.
Yeah. just kill them all. Out of sight, out of mind. Anyway,
this podcast can't extend until...
Until I upload it.
Until
the engine. What
are
you...
My bad.
Copyright music! What are you doing?
That was a phone call.
Oh. All right.
Anyway, answer it if you want.
I'll text that.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, this can't extend until it's actually been invented or something.
The podcast is being invented. We are inventing the podcast right now.
The engine, or half-ish.
You can't compare a podcast to a flipping warp engine that goes faster than speed. Like, can you take that off my bag? Snug it down a bit. Thanks. But anyway, you carry on. I'm going to pack.
Yeah. Faster than speed of light is quite awesome, isn't it? Yes, it is.
Just talk about yourself. I need to go get some stuff.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm fine, actually.
About the warp engine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay then.
Something out of Star Trek, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Oh, no, maybe.
The first thing that Craig said about the warp engine. It's a warp engine. Something out of Star Trek, isn't it? Sorry, I just have to rush in and say that. Carry on.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, about it. You know, you go very fast, very quickly. No, instantly, I think.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to get a decent signal on this shitty phone.
Put your phone outside then. Easy.
No. I think I might need to edit this bit afterwards.
Probably.
So, talk about the... not Facebook.
Facebook? What?
I'm typing that in. Talk about...
The warp engine. Oh, God. Anyway. Yeah. It would be quite good.
Oh, well.
It would be quite good, though, if it did.
It might be quite good.
It might be quite good, if it was physically possible.
Yeah.
Which I still think it is, you know.
I still disagree.
Well, it doesn't violate anything, I suppose. You know. You're not actually moving spaces, so, you know, you're like, whatever. Mm. So, you're like... But you won't actually hear that, because you can't hear stuff in space. Anyway.
That was a text.
So, you'll just hear... Oh, not even that.
So, all you hear is... Yeah?
Packington. Anyway, yeah, go on.
Yeah. We're discussing how it might sound if it was in atmosphere. No, no, I mean, because you got instantly the speed more, you know.
Yeah, but I put a warp factor engine at the beginning of this.
Yeah, well. Or I think it will sound like a boom, like boof or something.
I've heard it like.
Yeah,
something like that.
And like, boom.
Actually, I'm going to come closer so I can do it.
Do you know what I laugh it would sound like? It'll probably sound like this.
Boom!
You accidentally hit a planet.
No, I think it'll sound
boom,
like,
boom,
you know, it'll be like,
yeah.
It, you know, charging up, and then it'll be like,
boom.
It'll be like,
no,
going very fast.
Like,
yeah, probably, you know.
That's gotta be it, man.
Oh, boom, it's probably
it's
like,
going so
boom.
Fast with the air. I'm gonna come closer to the mic and do it.
Yeah, it might sound like that, actually.
It's come up quite big on that. Sorry, people.
Probably not as big as when I got a phone call.
Scared Liam with that magic moment that Adam did when he did what? Broke his eardrums. Anyway, yeah, what are you saying?
Yeah, what it might sound like. Also, cost would be colossal. You know, galactic cost.
Finally! See
galactic cost.
And what's the point?
You go very fast.
But why do we can use
wanna,
it on education
wanna,
and healthcare?
You
and bombing people
places.
In other countries that have no relevance to terrorism.
Because you want to go out there, you want to see what's out there. And,
what did you say?
Good idea.
In fact, you want to see what's out there in the.
Yes, you do want to see what's out there, CD, but we have our own problems right now. And we have telescopes that do that anyway.
Yeah,
yeah, but you want to go there, actually touch it and stroke it and.
Okay,
do you want
what are the chances of us three going into space?
Quite
nil.
You know,
nil.
There is a
not,
chance.
Not impossible.
Yeah.
Not impossible.
Improbable, yes.
Extremely improbable. Oh. The odds are against us, so to speak.
Very much against us.
Yes.
Two against us, actually. It's
very two against us.
Unless you become a scientist for NASA.
And then I'll get you free tickets or something? Or
no, they want to protect his brain. Just a case.
I was like, there you go, Farad Craig.
Give it to the put his DNA on the immortality drive.
What's that?
I got no one's heard of it.
No, I haven't either. What is it?
What is it?
Go
on.
What's
we
that
intrigued.
Big space station up there?
International Space Station?
Probably that one. But apparently there's an immortality drive.
I was actually
going to
say Hubble Telescope, but.
There's an immortality drive.
Yeah.
Say the world got annihilated.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. So to rebuild a human race via the DNA.
Yeah.
That's why they're keeping
it's
it.
On a disc.
Yeah.
That's like three people.
Bit like Nick Griffin wanted to share his DNA. Did you watch that bit? And I was telling Craig about this. Did you watch that bit in Russell Howell's Good News?
Oh, yeah.
So
anyway,
got a picture,
I'm sure.
They got a picture
know.
Of Nick Griffin with his weird eye and his just primped, ugly face. And it's like, really? Do you really want to share this guy's gene pool? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think there's easier way to sharing your gene pool. Just do the natural way. So, you know.
I'm not gonna he probably will start a breeding program if he gets in. He started off a B&P dating website for B&P members. Yeah.
I know, you told us about this. I'll just... You know,
I was just
it
like,
still makes me giggle now.
Sweet Jesus, really?
What kind of people show up to these, you know?
B&P members, obviously.
You know, I mean, characteristics and...
Every episode we do, we just seem to slag off Nazis and fascists, don't we?
Oh.
Screw you all
the
hell.
Is this the way we slide, or...?
It's just the way we roll.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh. Anyway, what was I saying?
Yeah, that. Anyway, cost is colossal. Yes. Yeah, it might be.
How much?
It's
a lot.
Okay, think more like this. No, wait.
He talks like a proper businessman. So how much is the cost? Well, think of it like this. If you don't do it, then you're going to die and you're not going to have anybody else.
Think about this. Imagine all the currencies in the world that has ever existed and all the money that ever existed, ever, to us, it'll be more than that.
So what's the point?
Yes, not
you want to go places. Yeah, you want to go up there. But
yes, but you're only going to be using it on one vehicle.
It might become cheaper, you know, as things get better and, you know, people
as
find
we pump
a,
more and more money into the economy.
You know, people find a better way to, you know, do stuff and junk all that, I don't know. You know.
What are you doing, Craig?
On Facebook.
Yeah, right. We're recording, Craig, for God's sake.
I am listening.
This is like, I am recording now.
Yeah. So, put it away.
Okay, so,
it is away. It's in my trousers.
No, it's not. Just because they can't see you.
Good.
Right on. Still there.
He's messing up.
I'll leave it.
Anyway, with that, you could find, you know, new planets to leech off or something like that.
To leech off? Is this your big ass plan?
Yes.
You're the Griffin of the galaxy, aren't you? You know, for the greater good, we're going to make everyone breed with each other and stuff like that.
No.
You're gonna tell everyone your real policies when you get into power.
Yeah, probably.
Which are?
Can't tell you that, man. Obviously not.
I've just waited to the hate episode. The things that we hate episode next week.
Sudeep. Number one list.
Number one is Sudeep's list. The colours.
The colours. This scary.
We don't endorse racism, by the way. Just too deep.
No.
I'm really joking.
So, yeah.
But no, why would you want to leech off other planets?
Yeah.
Sure.
Not much
There's
leech.
A point.
Not much leech, but you colonize and stuff, you know.
That's it, isn't it? That's your big ass plan.
Yeah, colonization. Or
colonize.
Yeah, or.
Colonize.
Colonize.
You're saying colonize. No, why would you want to colonise other planets for?
Because you can't always stay in one planet, you know.
You can always stay in one planet, as long as people keep the planet as it is. If they keep it polluting
exactly,
it, like...
but it's not, is
yes,
it?
So listen to me. Do you know why it's not?
Why?
Because Malvi gets like you, pollute it.
Yes!
With your warp engines. So as soon as we do move on to another planet, then we're just going to pollute that even more.
Yeah, it might become a...
Frankly, we deserve to be punished.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Well, we don't, because we're the younger generation.
Yes. Go on.
Be kind to your species.
Yes.
Sudeep, you're the one that's trying to destroy your species. Without
am I?
You're doing it subconsciously by supporting things like the warp factor and the space elevator. When it has
that.
The relevance, you were saying, every day you were saying, I'm going to do my podcast on the warp factor. Then the next day you say, I'm going to do my podcast on the warp engine.
I thought I meant engine, because I don't remember saying factor.
You did say factor.
It's like the X factor.
Shut up.
I actually find the X Factor funny because people cry.
Yeah,
it's like
it's just they think they're good at it, but they're not. So like,
yeah. Why would you go on it though?
I always find it good because I know that I'm happier than those people for not going on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. You need someone to step on as you go up the ladder. Those are the perfect people.
Actually, no. They should give them like Rotten Tomatoes. Throw them through really rubbish.
Yeah. Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Battle Royale. Britain's Got Talent. All the contestants got to go to an island, and whoever wins gets to perform for the Queen, and the rest just die.
Simon Cowell's got to go there.
Yeah, Simon Cowell.
No, it's got to be that guy who just that colonel, is it, or
what?
The guy in charge of Battle Royale. You know that.
I don't know.
You know the dude that gets shot at the end in the stomach, and just
well,
gets up again.
Well, ruined Battle Royale for all our listeners, Sydney. Apologise.
Sorry.
Not now, Craig.
No.
Load a stick.
Anyway, yeah.
Playtime is over. Anyway, go on.
So, yeah. If it does come along, good. If it doesn't, who cares?
There's no point to it, really.
Probably.
Why?
We'll probably be gone by the time it comes, so...
Pretty
yeah.
much, yeah. yeah. And,
but, you know...
It will have no real relevance to us whatsoever.
No.
It might, you know.
Why?
Probably
why?
Not, actually. No.
There's no point.
You know, it's just making the future generation, you know, make things easier for
making
them,
the future generation poorer.
You pray, but yeah.
Yeah.
So that's... what did you do with all your billions, Earth? Oh, we spent it on a warp engine trying to take you guys over.
You know, that's my dream. You know, just make it, just be in depth as possible for the next generation, so they have to deal with that. You know, junk.
Yeah, but we're going to have to deal with it as well.
Yeah.
In fact, no, we are the ones that are going to have to deal with it. Because the next generation are going to be the children. Around our age. Younger, well, younger than us anyway.
Yeah.
We're the ones that are going to have to pay for everything that our parents did and their parents.
Stupid.
And their parents and their parents and their parents.
Pretty much, yeah.
Until we go back very far.
Yeah.
So how do you think
when the world was green?
We're all this for fields, lad. We're all this for fields.
Yeah.
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 So that's how would you plan to fix this thingy?
What thingy?
That the
killing
people
you.
Have done.
What?
Killing Sudi.
The death thing they have done.
What?
How would you fix it?
You just keep on saying the thingy.
The thing, I don't know.
Depth thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, but what specifically? Because they've done a lot. Wars, prejudice, xenophobia, fascism. When you hate the religions and the people who are different to you.
Yeah.
Prejudice.
Fix that first.
What? Prejudice and discrimination. Stuff like that. Xenophobia.
Yeah.
Just educate people.
Because then it might be more peaceful.
Actually, there's a theory that when aliens come to Earth, the entire racism will stop in Earth because they're all band together to discriminate the aliens like in District 9.
Yeah.
I've still not seen that yet.
Good movie.
Good.
Yeah, it's quite good.
Yeah, I've heard it's good. Yeah.
Did you just say
the Australian accent was quite funny?
South Africa.
You did, didn't you?
South Africa.
Sorry to all South Africans and Australians.
I forgot what
you forgot all language.
Yeah, so I'm like
English.
See,
I thought it was a real good film.
Yeah, I might try and watch it. It's still quite expensive in Asian music. Damn plugging.
We went Orange Wednesday, so.
More plugging.
Damn.
And now that we have your attention, we're on a massive event to trip to the Orange Wednesdays. Yeah.
What? Cool.
But anyway, how would you get rid of prejudice and discrimination? Education, pretty much, yeah. There's a lot of people who are racist are just bona fide idiots. Just morons.
BNP.
They're not the answer to it.
Are you just dropping your stick, Craig?
See, Sudi, that image never entered my mind until you said that.
No, he was stroking the stick.
Playtime is over.
Ah!
No. Enough. Hang on. That's sick, yes. But pretty much. Because everyone lives in a multicultural society anyway. So long as you let them accept... I'll stop swinging around about.
Yes.
So long as you make them accept other people, there's no reason for them not accept other people. Because as I've said before, they could say that, when they kick out all the immigrants, then... they're going to get more jobs, but the British people are going to be
too
qualified
lazy.
Enough to get a job, and yeah, they'll be too lazy, most of them.
No, you don't.
Anyway, but yeah.
They're not going to let you go.
We're almost finished
minutes,
now, aren't you?
Yeah, 21 minutes.
But no, I'm on a roll here.
Yeah.
But and then you just get rid of fascist regimes. I think one of the best ways is to ridicule them in the media.
Yeah.
Yeah, the BNP are trying to take over the media. They kept saying, basically, what he said to the Americans and not the British people, yeah, that's what he does. He said to the Americans and the Ku Klux Klan that he wants to take over the media, then he can control everything. Not everyone's that stupid. But no, they're not going to take over the media, to be honest.
That's what we could do to them. Just kill them.
Well, I wouldn't say kill them, because at the end of the day, they're still human beings. I mean, if I had a choice, I wouldn't have killed Hitler. I'd have punished him, but I wouldn't have killed him.
I'd be interested to see why he was killing himself.
I know he killed himself, but it was...
Actually, I would have been interested to, you know...
Because I got the best psychologist.
Yeah, I see what I was thinking why he was done it, why he did it.
What?
On Hitler.
Oh, you talk about Nazi psychology?
Yeah.
One of the best in the world, isn't it? Pretty much just endorsing fear within people. Bit like some other guy that does that today. What's his name? Ah, it begins with N. Nick Griffin, the idiot. It's a joke.
Oh,
look,
it's not
no, that's pretty much what he does, though, isn't it? just endorses fear. If you ever look on their website, it says like, you don't need to worry about the media because we're taking over the media. It's got that really big letter.
Does it say that, like, we're taking over the media?
So yeah, yeah.
Is their website still that one page?
No, they got a proper website now, but it's really bad, and a lot of their members have been complaining about it after they screwed over the guy that did it for them. Do you know what they did, don't you?
Nope.
It was to do with the whole Marmite thing.
Yeah,
basically, Griffin, because he's a little pussy, he put all the blame of the Marmite ad on one of their press officers, and it's the same guy that does the website. And then the day before the election, Marmite were after him. He told Marmite what happened, and now Griffin was after him. So he took the website with him and got lost. And then he exposed how the BNP were basically just claiming money off their members for pretty much useless and pointless things. Just stuff like internet security, and they said it costs like £200 when the same software is like £50 in PC world.
Yeah.
One of their candidates took £250,000 and went to Spain and never came back. They complained about MPs' expenses. They're no better. In fact, they're worse. Because they're literally taking it out of their pocket. They're not taking it through taxes, and they're not using the money for what taxpayers use. They're just using it for themselves.
That's more than a potent thing now.
And I don't think they've even declared any of the stuff that they've got either on tax.
No, probably not.
No, so if they ever do get into power, they're screwed.
Massive debt before they get in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're on debt. They're in about 10 million debt now.
10 million? Yeah. Damn.
They're in a lot. They spent well over what they have. They spent over like 10 million what they had in the first place. Mm. Yeah, they pretty much just used money from out of the air. But yeah, that's the end of my run.
Yeah, back to the warp engine.
Crap. See you next week.
Awesomeness.
There's no point, see. We just said there was no point.
Plus, we'll just edit over.
Yeah. If it can work and it's really cost effective, then it would be quite awesome.
Cost effective.
You know,
it won't be. Yes, but it won't be, will it?
What if it was?
But will it?
Probably.
Sudi, just say it's a shit idea, otherwise you're going to get murdered.
I never go back on my word.
You said yourself it's rubbish idea. Craig, stop strangling.
I'm not strangling yet. Get in there.
Just get off him. So how have you concluded yourself?
Shit.
Stupid.
Would be awesome, but
stupid.
Yes.
Not awesome yet. It's not awesome, Sudi.
Not yet.
Sudi, can you let me end the show?
Yeah,
well. It's not awesome. Anyway, so basically, yeah, thanks for listening. Keep it with us here on the Now That We Have Intention. What else we got? Gamescast, when's that coming back?
No idea.
I don't know either. It will come back.
When he plays the game.
I've played the game.
I'm not going to play the game. We get someone else on. I'm not going to play Oblivion.
And we'll get Luke Imogee.
Well, whatever. I don't care. Random Ramblers next week. Things we hate. Yes, hopefully, sure. Anna's going to be on that.
Yeah.
Anna's Magic Moments as well.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Actually, I heard that. It was kind of funny, actually.
First one was a bit flawed, but the second one picks up a bit. We have to explain the second one, though. But apart from that, pretty much it, actually. Go on to the Facebook group. Keep up to date with us. There's some new stuff going on, some weird things going down here. But yeah, just stay in the Facebook group. Keep up to date with us. Thanks, everyone that's been listening. And thanks, everyone who's subscribed. Send it to your mates. Send it to your monkey. Send it to your mum. Send it to your dad.
Send it to your pets.
Send it to your granddad.
Yes.
I don't know.
And be awesome to yourselves.
Send to your CV. Perfect.
Be awesome to yourself as well.
Just you wait. Are you trying to be all flipping?
Yeah.
Be awesome to yourself, yeah.
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 I thought it was called, excellent to yourself, that's it. From that movie,
what?
Something excellent adventure, I forgot what it's called.
Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Excellent!
Excellent!
That's a really bad way to end the show now.
Excellent.
Let's find someone else about it.
I'm fine.
Craig, you end the show, you never end the show.
The warp engine's a shit idea.